All right, so this is going to be a, I guess, live reaction at the time of the woman who lived in a shoe ad by Converse. Let's get it loaded up. This is going.
Was a young woman who lived in a shoe. She had lots of ambition, intelligence too. But through promotion would go.
Oh, who are the hands that are having those puppets there, Goy? Who's that?
Some
oh, good. Oh, the hacks? Oh, yeah. All the promotions go to the hacks. Certainly not the best Shabbos Goyim. But no, this is stupid. I mean, just right off the bat, it's a non-starter. Women, I mean, this is like super basic dunk on feminists with facts and logic and all that kind of stuff. Women don't really get promotions because they don't work the hours that require the promotions, and you don't see them, you know. I mean, yeah, there are women who work hard and some that just throw their life away and all their, you know, their sexual market value, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, they can progress in a company, but you gotta bust your metaphorical balls to do that. But even then, you're just planet into Shlomo's hands. But all right,
she quit her dumb job and didn't look back.
Quit her dumb job, didn't look back, and went straight into fucking either welfare or some kind of, you know, part-time job helping with some social justice the fucking bullshit poopy butthole kind of assistance job, what the fuck ever.
There was a young woman who lived in a shoe. She didn't have time to be told what to do. She traveled the world and had no plans to wed. It was her right to choose the life that she led.
Okay, so this is this is just pushing the, like, steadfast individualism, the future spinster, and just like this is how thoughts are created. This is how the strong, independent woman that don't need no man is created. But as soon as someone she isn't sexually attracted to, like, even glances at her, she's gonna yell rape, even though she's turned herself into a holy sexual being and pretty much just turned herself into nothing but a series of holes to abuse. And I like a lot of the consumerism that's brought in this. You know, I mean, there's the iPhones, there are the cups, you know, from, you know, a coffee place, the cup from what looks like either a convenience store or a, like, fast food thing. But yeah, that's really biting social commentary. And I like how they was talking about, what was it?
There was a young woman who lived in a shoe. She didn't have time to be told what to do. She traveled the world and had no plans to wed.
Okay, see, that is terrible. She has no plans to wed, so she's going to just go throughout her life feeling hollow and not ever trying to find a nice, complimentary husband to help her better herself and continue her genetic line. She's just going to ride the cock carousel.
It was her right to choose the life that she led.
Yeah, 60 abortions. And 250 cats later, she hangs herself after slamming a freaking box wine.
There was a young woman who lived in a shoe. She was called every name, even a shrew.
Let's Google real-time stuff. Define shrew. Bad-tempered, aggressively assertive. Oh, yes. Why, yes. That is exactly what this woman is, because you can tell she is a queen. You know, you can tell she's a skronk, independent black woman. Women. And she totally owns shitlords by saying, try again, sweetie, and, oh, you must be a virgin, and all the other stuff that's common when you argue with holes.
But this little queen could not care less.
Oh, God. This little queen could not care less. And I like how it... it shows, like, this vitriolic, demonic kind of face in the telephone screens when she's the one going out there, all clap emojis, the nail painting emoji, and saying dumb shit that is going to get her clock cleaned by anyone who has any slight bit of common sense. They bring it upon themselves, but hey, neighbor's gonna nabe.
Let's keep this going. Better things to do than listen to pathetic trolls scream at her for being a smart, confident woman.
That didn't even rhyme. She's not smart, and she certainly isn't confident. Like, don't pull that shit. She has this false sense of confidence instilled in her because of bullshit ads like this that make her seem like she's not just going to sit back and let everybody else who's more assertive get ahead of her in life. This whole ad fucking pisses me off. And this is another, like, it's so cliche at this point, but it's a get broke and go woke, and I hope they go bankrupt and they lose all... All the stories are true. Piss the fuck off, my guy. Ugh. What the hell? Oh, that was something. Jeez.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.